greet you. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for opening the curtain. Thank you, Lord, for that which you have shown. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You are so merciful. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We don't deserve it, but he's doing it anyway. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, today, continue, Lord. Holy Spirit, continue. Yo, what you have started, it's a month of the oil of the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Continue what you have started. Lord, impart vision this evening. Impart revelation. Let nobody live here without a vision today. We are submissive to your move, Spirit of God. Thank you. In Jesus' name. You know, praise the Lord. You know, when I think about the days of Paul, when Paul wants to go on a missionary journey, he takes a horse and rides it. And for Paul to move from one city to the next city, it can take him days to get there and preach the gospel. If you tell Paul in his days, when Paul was leaving, wants to go to the next city, and it takes him days to get there. If you tell Paul that, Paul, we will travel from this place to the other side of the sea in 1 or 2 hours, Paul will tell you, no, it can't happen. Even centuries ago, if you tell them in England, think even in the 15th century, 16th century, it was still horses. If you tell them and say, look, we are going to go to Africa in the next 6 hours, we'll be there. They will say, no, it's impossible. But do you know how it became possible? It wasn't that it wasn't possible. It was already possible. What was lacking was a man that had the vision to make it happen. The difference between impossibility and possibility is a man that will catch a vision. Somebody woke up one day and thought, why do we have to go around the sea? It should be possible to fly the air at a greater speed. I thought it's possible. And begin to work on that vision. And it happened. But let me tell you this. In the eye of man, in the days of Paul, it wasn't there. But in the eye of God, God already has seen planes. God knew planes. God already has seen planes. God already knew that there shall be planes. In the eye of God, the planes were already there. They were only under the soil. You know, the metal, it was all made of metal, and all the metallic nutrients were all under the soil. And God was only waiting for a man that will catch a vision. Vision transfers impossibility to possibilities. Oh, praise him. That means, if that is the principle of life, who will say that in a day somebody will send a mail and within a second or 2 seconds you will get mails across to somebody down in Africa from here? Hallelujah. I remember some days they were using something called telegraph, they used to call it telegram. That would take days and days. But now, just at a click of a button, in a second somebody is reading your mail and is hearing you. Is it possible in the 15th century you can be speaking on a screen and somebody down in Australia is communicating back to you? It used to be fiction films, but it is a reality. Even though it wasn't a reality in the 15th century, but it was possible. But it wasn't possible to them then because nobody has caught the vision. God has sent me to you to tell you today.
Everything that is not possible in our lives today is because there is, hasn't been a vision yet. There is nothing impossible on this earth. The only difference is, it's just somebody who has caught a vision that it can be possible. The difference between the success and the unsuccessful is vision. The difference between the poor and the rich is vision. Vision arrested Faraday years ago, and he spent hours in the laboratory investigating. Say, it's possible to have electricity. It's possible to have electricity. People laughed at him and said, look, you'll be this thing, let's continue our lantern. But somebody caught a vision, didn't give up, and this is a reproduction of somebody who didn't give up on a vision. Yes, long years is dead, but today, a mark, a legacy. Whenever you look at it, nobody can rob him of this. Because he had the vision of something and stood by it and worked it out on earth. Vision, I want us to look at vision this month. No, because God told me, he said the second day, which is this second month, was the time that he made the firmament. And the firmament is a place where visions are conceived for earthly manifestation. That is why principalities put their throne there, to abort godly visions and release their own. Hallelujah. It is the heavenlies, it's like our soul. Our soul is the part of us that takes the vision and holds onto the memories of the vision. Vision is a language by which the spiritual communicates with the physical. Spirits cannot operate with five physical senses. They cannot smell. They cannot taste. They cannot hear audibly. They cannot touch. They cannot just see the way we see. Five physical senses. For a man to exist on earth, you need your five physical senses. But in the spiritual world, it is not the five physical senses. The spiritual world operates by words and pictures. Hallelujah. And one of the ways by which the spiritual is downloaded to the physical is vision. God downloads his purpose and his mind through the instrumentality of vision. There is nobody here that is sitting under the sound of my voice that hasn't got a vision for their life. That is what makes it so important. Do you know? The more something is scarce, the more valuable that thing is. If you go to a market and the market is flooded with a product, all the shops have that product, it will be cheap. But if the product is not many, it will be expensive. Gold, you can't go down to the shop down there and buy gold. You can't even buy pure gold in Asda. It is not everywhere. So it is expensive. Every one of us that are seated there, we are so expensive. You know why? Because you are not many. You are just one. If there are 7 billion people upon the earth, you are one out of 7 billion. You are too scarce, so you are so expensive. Please listen very carefully. Because I know I'm speaking by the Spirit of the Lord. You are so expensive that you are scarce. If they are going to look for you from Australia, they'll have to search and search. Search so much, it will take them all, I don't know how long, to search you out in the earth. So expensive. Are we understanding me? And so because of that, What are the things that makes us that expensive is the uniqueness that we have that God has put in us and which is the purpose of our destiny. The reason why you live, why you exist, belongs to you and you alone. There is nobody that will do what has been appointed for you to do in life. And many people don't know what they are born to do because of this very reason. They don't have a vision from God. Because it is only God who can download the purpose and his vision over a life. Are we hearing me? It takes only God. Praise the Lord. When a man has been downloaded with vision, he begins to control your life. He controls where you go. He determines even your relationships and your associations. He determines what you do at every time. It even begins to control your time management. Because vision will consume your heart and it will begin to be like your life. Praise the Lord. One of the major reasons why people are so hopeless, don't know where they are going, and there is so much violence. There are reasons, but one of them is the lack of vision. The enemy somehow, through the circumstances of life, have managed to blind a lot of hearts. Instead of people seeking vision for their life, they have seen celebrities as a means of example. Hallelujah. Many people have abandoned the reason why they live. Everybody wants to be like one person, like a celebrity. Hollywood has been a means of the definition of living to men. Stars, I'm talking in the world generally, I'm talking now. Hallelujah. And when that fails, there is nothing they can hang on to. It's like, why am I living? And it produces violence, it produces corruption, and it produces things. Because when a man is without vision, he perishes. Without vision, the people cast off restraint. In other words, they no thing restrained, they just do anything. And they perish. Praise the Lord. I've said all that to let us know that vision is so important in our lives, and there is no one that is a child of God here that does not have vision. Or if you don't know it, it's because you have not decoded it from God yet. The Bible reading that my wife read, he said, and it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Why did the vision come? Because the Spirit of God is poured out upon all flesh. So don't tell me that when the Spirit is poured out upon all flesh, one of these is he induces vision. Don't tell me that you have the Spirit of God in you and you don't have a vision. Or you don't have a possibility of having a vision. What is a vision? For a believer, what is a vision for us? Vision is simple. Like we said, God chose you in Christ. God knew you before the world was. Before this world started, God already knew you. God sent you into this world. And he sent you for a specific purpose. The unveiling of that purpose is what really makes up the vision of our lives. Now, the interpretation of the vision is called revelation. That is why in the book of Proverbs 29 verse 18, you see the word of God said, without vision, the people perish. And another version said, without revelation, the people cast off restraint. Because vision and revelation goes hand in hand. You can have a vision and not have the interpretation. But when the interpretation is given, it becomes a revelation. And the revelation brings inspiration. And the inspiration begins to gear you up to manifestation. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us. And so it is about something that God has to download into our fiber, into our beings. Praise God. Like I said, it determines a lot of things in our lives. It determines even our associations.
It determines where we go, what we do. It controls every fiber of our being. Let me read another scripture to us before, in fact, two scriptures before I go ahead. Look at Job, the book of Job. Job 33, verse 14. Book of Job 33, verse 14. Job 33, verse 14. God said, "For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it." That is the problem of many people in the world today. It is not that God is not speaking, but man does not perceive it. You may ask me, why are men not perceiving it? It is because they don't have the Spirit of the Lord in them. Are you hearing me? But when we become born again and the Spirit of God comes into you, perception comes. Your spirit is regenerated. Your inner man is awakened. You get me? So your conscience is now sensitive. You can now perceive the nudging of God. And so we can see that being born again is a great blessing. Being born again is the doorway into destiny fulfillment. No wonder Jesus Christ said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see, he's blind. But when a man is born again, then he can see." Yet man does not perceive it, but you will perceive. You know why? You have not received the spirit of this world, but you have received the spirit who has come from God to reveal the wisdom of God to you. And as I'm talking, there are activations because God promised me that. How does God speak it? He said, in a dream. Number two, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men, while slumbering on their beds. What does he do? Then he opened the ears of men. And what do, when he opened, and seals their instruction. Purpose. In order to turn man from his deeds and conceal him from pride, to keep his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. What did we say? Proverbs 29:18. Without vision, the people perish. So God gives you vision in the night. Why? To open your seal, to put his instruction, to turn you from destruction. Destruction of the sword. Hallelujah. So vision is absolutely an important thing for a child of God. But the question is this. I said that the unbeliever does not receive vision from God. Does that mean that somebody who is an unbeliever does not receive vision? Everybody has vision. Vision can come from other means as well. And you have different sources of vision. Like we have read here, we have one source of vision, which is for us in Jesus, and that is from God. We also have visions from the devil. There are visions given by the devil. There are visions that comes even from the flesh of man himself. Hallelujah. And I want to talk about this source, these different sources of vision, so that we can have voice. I mean, we can have discernment to discern the voice of God. Because another peril is that if we cannot discern what vision is from God and what is not from God and which is from God, we will just also do anything at any time that comes to us. So we need to know, what is God the only source of vision? No. The devil also gives vision. Your flesh even gives you vision. The flesh has its own vision. So there are various minds. There are various sources. God gives vision. The devil gives vision. What is an example? A good example. The woman in the garden. In the garden of Eden, God already gave a vision to man. This is what you are. This is what you shall accomplish. You will have dominion upon the earth. And even before, for you to know that I'm serious, name these animals and see what will happen. And so were their names. A man saw that is right. Someone else, the devil brought another vision. I said, let me give you another vision. He said, God knows. Let me tell you that if you eat of this garden, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And for you to know that it's a vision that came to the woman, Bible says, when the woman saw We learned that last week when we're looking at worshiping God in truth. The word of the Lord said in Genesis chapter 3, he said, when the woman saw that the tree was pleasant to the sight and good for food, what did she see? Do you remember last week's message? Genesis 2:9. All the trees were already good in the sight. All the trees were already good for food. God said it in Genesis 2:9. Said all of them were already good. Why suddenly she just saw that this was now good and drew us so much to disobey God? If they were all good, it should not even attract us. She said, well, it's as good as all of them anyway. So there is nothing I'll be missing by eating of it. But if I eat of it, I stand the risk of offending God. So why should I go? But so that what I'm trying to say, it was more than that the devil tempted her. The words of the enemy produced a vision. And what she saw is what the Holy Spirit told us. She saw a lie. And that vision take hold of her being and drew her into manifestation. And she took of it. Praise the Lord. The enemy gives vision. He has vision that he also gives also and download into the hearts of men. Another vision of from the devil. Jesus said, let me tell you about the vision of heaven. Who do you say I am? Peter said everything right. He said, now that you have known me, let me give you all more vision. The one of the reason why I'm here is that I'm going to the cross. I'm going to die and rise again. Instantly said, you shall not go. But he said, you shall not go. It shall not happen to you, God. Jesus. And instantly Jesus never said, Peter, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Where did that come from? When Peter saw and when he heard about that Jesus dying, the vision he got was a vision of a man dying and perishing and not rising. And that was from the enemy. Hallelujah. Who else? Ananias and Sapphira. The people, I hope we know all these stories. They brought things to the temple of God. And then Ananias and Sapphira, Bible says they kept part of the goods. And they lied and said, this is all the price for what we have sold. What did Peter say? Peter said, why have you allowed Satan? Let's read it. Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. The book of Acts chapter 5, very quickly. Hallelujah.